presenting Pop Harrigan, America's ace of the airways.
CX-4 calling control tower. CX-4 calling control tower. Standing by.
Control tower back to CX-4. Wind southeast. Sailing 1200. All clear.
Okay, this is Hop Harrigan coming in.
Boy, oh boy, listen to the roar of that motor as Hop brings his ship in for a landing. And believe you me, when Hop brings her in, it's never anything but a perfect three-point landing. Because Hop's an expert flyer. How did he get to be so expert even though he's only 18 years old? Well, there's only one answer to that. He was thoroughly trained in the groundwork. Learned all the fundamentals of flying while he was still in high school. He had to do this all on his own, too, at great expense to his Aunt Agatha. But that was before pre-flight aviation courses were made available in high schools. Fellas and girls, now you have an opportunity to get the same basic pre-flight training that makes Hop Harrigan such an expert flyer, at no cost to yourself or your parents. How? By taking the pre-flight courses now being established by the United States Office of Education in high schools from coast to coast. These courses teach navigation, meteorology, aviation, aerodynamics, engine design, and other things that make a good flyer. What's more, you can take these courses as part of your regular high school curriculum during regular school hours. You fellows who are planning to join the Army or Navy Air Forces to help win this war, and you fellows and girls who are looking forward to careers in peacetime civilian aviation when this war is won, don't waste any time. Start preparing right now by taking advantage of this great opportunity. Pre-flight training courses are open to boys and girls who are juniors or seniors in high school or between 16 and 18 years of age. If some of you boys and girls listening are not yet old enough to meet the age requirements, tell your older brothers and sisters about it. If pre-flight aviation courses are not yet available in your school, talk with your principal about them and ask him to include them in the curriculum for next semester. For additional information about pre-flight aviation courses in high school, address inquiries to the United States Office of Education in Washington, D.C. America needs flyers. And now to our story. Yesterday, we learned how Hop Harrigan, making use of a small flashlight, managed to signal a fleet of British fighter planes in time to save them from a German Gestapo trap. However, Hop's mission in occupied France is far from accomplished. He must still get hold of a Messerschmitt plane mounted with a new deadly cannon, a cannon the British are anxious to examine. To make the necessary contacts that will eventually lead to the stealing of the plane, François Briget, a loyal Frenchman, decides to take Hop to Paris, headquarters of the Free French Underground. Under cover of darkness, Hop, Briget, and Lise Collard, a young French girl who engineered Hop's escape from the Gestapo, board an empty car of a freight train going south. At the town of Saint-Omer, outside of Calais, the train lurched to a stop, and to the accompaniment of guttural commands, squads of German soldiers prepared to come aboard. Listen.
Nazi soldiers. Hundreds of them. They're boarding this train.
Hop, what will we do?
Shh. Keep back from the door.
Hang on. Leave the car empty. Yeah, that one. 4-3-6.
That is this car on.
What can we do?
Well, there's one sure thing. We're not going to wait here for them to catch us. We'll make a break for it.
We cannot, Doc. There are troops right outside the car.
Look, how about the door on the other side? Maybe we can duck out and get away.
Hang on. Inspect that car. Stay loaded.
Let us try it. It's better than waiting here. Come on.
Okay. Oh, it's locked.
Open the door, Heinlock.
Too late. Now remember, no matter what I do, you two follow me.
Come on, men. What are you waiting for? You expect the Führer to bring the Russians to you? Come on, get in.
We are cold, Doc.
Shh. Herr Kapitän.
Oh, what's in the loose? Who is it? Come out of there, whoever you are. Squad alert. There's someone in this train.
Kapitän.
Ah, Frenchman.
Oui.
What are you doing in this car? All refugees are ordered to the other side of the yard.
Oh, I am sorry, Herr Kapitän.
So, speak in English. Now, come down. Let me get a look at you.
I studied English here in France, Herr Capitaine.
I thought this was the refugee train, sir. We were told...
I do not care what you were told. This train is for the troops of the Reich.
Oh, but, Capitan, we want to go to Germany to work. We want to...
Oh, yeah. That's good sense. Why don't you go?
My father and my brother and myself, we have no money, Herr Capitan.
Your father and your brother? They're also here?
Oui, monsieur le capitaine. Oui, monsieur.
And without money, how can one go to Germany to work?
And what do you expect me to do, you stupid pig of a Frenchman? Am I supposed to give you money?
But how can one travel without money, Herr Capitaine?
Ah, stop your verdammtes whining. Here, this money is worthless in Germany anyway. It will take you to the border. Here's 300 francs. Charity for the once proud French. The new Germany is a kind conqueror, no?
Very kind, Herr Capitaine. After all, how can one travel without money?
Enough of your crying, Frenchman, enough. How can one travel without money? Now get out of here before I lose my pensions. Cut your legs off.
Oh, merci, Herr Capitaine.
Now go on. I have troops to place aboard this train. Be on your way, Louis.
Oh, please, Herr Capitaine. Just one more thing.
Well, what is it now?
Just one thing. Where is the refugee train, Herr Capitaine?
Oh, Sonder, better must I also feed you from a bottle. I said once it was on the other side of the train yard, did I not?
Oui, you did.
Then go there at once.
Oh, thank you, sir. Come, papa. You too, Jacques.
Merci, Herr Capitaine.
Those poor French pigs. They do not know that the money I gave them is that verdammt victory money, the underground prince. For riding in troop trains, the punishment is only the concentration camp. But for passing the victory bills, it is death. There'll be a very funny joke on the bus. We bought the car, Lord.
Together for comfort on this refugee train.
Where are they all going?
To become slaves for Hitler. They have nothing else. If they refuse, they are starved to death or shot. That is the way the Nazis fight. That is their weapon.
But some of these people are old.
The old ones go in place of their sons.
Come here, old fella. Sit down here. I can stand.
Merci.
Merci.
Say a good monkey.
What'd you say?
I asked him to sit down. He's truly an old man. How old are you, vieillard?
I am 83.
Oh, you would like a piece of bread, monsieur?
Bread? It has been so long since I have had bread.
Here, grandpapa.
Are you...
It is not much, but eat.
But you have none for yourself.
Oh, I have plenty, grandpapa.
You going to Germany, monsieur?
Oui, my son. So that others may be free to fight the Boche.
Oh, I see.
Hop. What will we do in Paris when they ask us for our traveling permits?
Well, I thought we were going to get off before Paris.
I just spoke to the conductor. This train makes no stops all the way to Paris. We had better do a little thinking up. The station will be full of Nazis.
Gee, I should have had that stupid officer for some papers. He might have given them.
I am sorry, mes amis, that I overheard you.
Oh, that's all right. We trust you, Grandpa.
I have been thinking... One of you three young men, one of you can have my paper.
Oh, Grandpapa, it is very kind.
It is not kind. The Nazis have taught us never to be kind, but to be smart. I am only an old French shoemaker. But for instance, I know that you are not French, my boy.
What? Oh, how can you tell?
I can tell. And I know that you, little one, are a girl, despite the clothes you are wearing.
Oh, but Grandpapa, no one...
I will tell no one. I am sure that your mission in Paris is more important than mine. So, I offer you my pass.
Oh, thank you. Merci, but we cannot accept.
No, Grandpapa. You are not made for their concentration camps. You are made for better things. Go on, keep your paper, and maybe someday...
If you change your mind...
No, I don't think so, Grandpa.
I am old. To me, it is a matter of small consequence, whether I am here or in the concentration camp.
Well, you stay here, old fella. But you better get away from us. The train's slowing down.
You mean for me to leave you? But I thought we were friends.
Oh, we are, Grandpa. But it's dangerous for you to be with us. There's liable to be trouble at the station.
I will stay with you. You fed me. You are my friend.
You had better not, mon vieux. You will only make it more difficult for us.
Then, that I will not do. Good luck, my friends. And down with the Nazi.
Up. We must think of something quickly. The train is coming into Paris. I can see it. It is just getting light.
Oh, maybe we could jump.
Oh, no, Lise. You couldn't do that. Look, I got another idea.
Yes.
It's a long shot, but for now, listen. Our job is to get that plane. That's the important thing, isn't it?
Maybe.
Well, now, here's what we have to do. One of us has got to get to Paris to continue the job.
Yes, but how?
Okay. Now, I'm going to cause a disturbance. A fight or something at the terminal. And when that happens, you and Lee's make a break.
No. I will cause the disturbance. It is my place.
This is no time for arguments, Brigitte. Will you follow my instructions?
All personnel, form a single line. Present their identification papers and travel permits.
Listen up. I cannot fly a plane. You can. You must be free to steal the plane. I cannot.
How about me? I will do it.
Look, I insist. It is my right as a Frenchman.
No, Brigitte. I cause enough trouble for all of you. No, this time I'm going to do it alone.
No. I will not hear it. I will do it.
But I...
As soon as you two stupid French swine are through arguing, maybe you will present your papers. Who is next?
I am.
No, he is not. It is I.
No, me.
You are in a hurry to get to Germany, eh? Well, the big one looks healthiest.
Eh bien, that is me.
Yeah, you big clod. Step up. Show your papers.
Hop's breath catches in his throat as Brigitte steps up to the German railroad official. How will the loyal, self-sacrificing Frenchman explain his lack of credentials? And will Hop and Lisa make good their escape? Don't miss tomorrow's thrilling episode, same time, same station. Tune in and fly with Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airways. Say, doesn't the sound of that plane motor do something to you? Doesn't it make you want to be a flyer? Well, here's an opportunity for you to get a thorough grounding in pre-flight aviation to prepare yourself for the time when you're old enough to get into a plane and learn the actual mechanics of flying. It costs you nothing, and you can learn during regular school hours by taking pre-flight aviation courses as part of your regular high school curriculum. This goes for you fellows who plan to answer the call of the Army and Navy Air Forces, for thousands of young cadets, and also for you boys and girls who are planning careers in peacetime civilian aviation. Don't put this off. Remember, if there are no aviation courses available in your school, talk about them with your own high school principal and ask him to include them in your curriculum for next semester. Further information may be obtained by addressing inquiries to the United States Office of Education in Washington, D.C. Remember, America needs flyers.
CX-4 to control tower. CX-4 to control tower. Standing by.
Control tower to CX-4. All clear.
Okay, this is Hop Harrigan taking off. See you tomorrow. Same time, same station.
Hop Harrigan is a copyrighted feature appearing in All American Comics magazine. Hop Harrigan has come to you from New York.